There's a high-stakes fight going on over who invented a technology that could revolutionize medicine and agriculture. A gene-editing technology called CRISPR could be worth billions of dollars, and it's not clear who owns the idea. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, U.S. patent judges will hear oral arguments tomorrow.
It's not often you can use the phrase fascinating patent drama, but you can in this case. Law professor Jake Shirko got hooked on the feud in part because so much is at stake. The CRISPR-Cas9 technology allows scientists to make precise edits in DNA, and that ability could lead to whole new medical therapies, research tools, even new crops.
This is arguably the biggest biotechnology breakthrough in the past 30 or 40 years. And controlling who owns the foundational intellectual property behind that is consequently pretty important.
On one side of the dispute are Jennifer Doudna at the University of California, Berkeley, and her European colleague Emmanuel Charpentier.
When they filed their patent application, they did a great job disclosing how to use CRISPR for bacteria, but were a little bit lighter on details about how to use CRISPR in the cells of higher organisms.
Like human cells. They were not the only people working on this revolutionary technology, however.
Later in 2012, Feng Zhang at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard files his patent application that gives a pretty detailed description about how to use CRISPR in the cells of higher organisms.
The most important use of the technology is the ability to edit DNA in plants and animals. So Shirko at the New York Law School expects the outcome to hinge on who can claim that advance. Zhang's patent went through the process faster, so it was issued first. But when the Berkeley patent came up for a decision, the patent office stepped in to sort out exactly what the invention is and who invented it first.
The dispute largely does appear like a winner-take-all affair.
But the patent court could decide that there are distinct inventions, each meriting their own patents. Or it could decide that it's not patentable at all. And the stakes are enormous. Billions of dollars are potentially at stake for the inventors, the competing companies they've spun off to commercialize CRISPR, and their home universities. Bob Cook-Deegan at Arizona State University says, regardless of how this comes out, academic researchers can still use the CRISPR technology without worrying about ownership rights.
But if you're doing any research that might eventually be commercially valuable, well, then you got a problem.
You'll need to buy a license from the technology's rightful owner, whoever that ends up being.
And the concern is how many licenses you're going to have to pick up and if there's going to be one dominant patent that everybody has to license from a particular firm.
Some companies have already placed their bets, and they've licensed the right to use CRISPR from one or the other of the companies involved in the patent battle. Boston patent lawyer Bob Underwood says if that patent evaporates,
I don't think you'd get your money back.
And any inventions based on that patent wouldn't be protected or possibly legal to sell. So companies in this field are anxiously awaiting the outcome of the patent dispute. Tuesday's hearing is just one step in a process that's likely to last through 2017.
Whatever the resolution is, if there's no settlement, we can expect appeals that will last for years.
And in addition to the dollars, glory is also at stake. Richard Harris, NPR News.